I'm not really prepared to answer a lot of questions today, but I'll try to do my best on some of them. And I just want to start by saying that, with the open statement, I guess, so to say, at a young age, I had a dream to play in the NFL. And I did that. I played in the NFL, and I scored touchdowns, and I broke tackles, and I broke and set records. You know, practiced with my teammates, got to play for Coach Coughlin, got drafted by the Giants. So at no point anybody should feel like this is over, because in life, everything has obstacles. We all go through our own obstacles every day. And the main thing is, when you're going through those obstacles, is to stay focused and embrace faith and keep your dreams. And even if one dream seems to fade away, set another goal and set another dream and try to reach that. So that's the main thing. And then anytime, life will knock you down sometimes. And I realized that, and I knew that since a young age. You know, everything hasn't been smooth sailing for me hardly ever. You know, I try to put the smile on my face and make other people happy. And that's what I enjoy in life. And I continue living. And when life knocks you down, I always say plan to land on your back. Because if you can look up, you can get up. But if you fall flat on your face, that can kill your spirit. And so always think of it in that aspect. If you can look up, you can get up. And so far, I can look up. And I plan on getting up and, you know, living my dream and setting another one for me to live out.
David, is it too early to tell what it is that you want to do with the next phase of your life?
I know I have a couple ideas, but as far as that goes, I guess you have to just follow close and see where I go from here.
David, you were so optimistic even the day before on Twitter. Were you shocked when the doctors told you the news, or did you kind of sense it was coming?
No, I prepared for both sides. You know, you can't ignore the fact. And, you know, like I said, I always try to find the best in situations. So when I know I was going into that situation, I'm looking at the best side. You don't. No need to dwell on the negative side and dwell on the negative. You know, if you start to dwell on the negative, you start to feel sorrow and feel sorrow. You don't want to ever dwell in that moment, because at that point you're not living. You know, I'm still living and I'm still healthy and doing the things that I can do, except football. And that don't last forever anyway. So mine's been cut short, and I've accepted that. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity from the Giants of being able to play and being up here and doing all the things I love. Like I said, when I was growing up, my dream was to play in the NFL, and I did that. And, you know, I set that goal when I was real young. You know, and I set small goals in between, because setting one big goal and just expecting to get there the next day, that's very unlikely. So I set small goals, like I want to be the fastest on my team. From 8 years old, I'm speaking from when I was really young. I wake up and say, I want to be the fastest on my team. Then I want to score a touchdown. I want to be the starter. I want to score the most touchdowns on the team. I want to break the records. I get to high school and I break records that's set, and I reach those goals. And as you continue to reach more goals, the pressure builds up. And when the pressure builds up, the intensity increases, and it gives you a thrive and a drive to keep going. And you can do great things when you get that. And, you know, you start doing these things and accomplish these goals, getting closer to your dream, and then people start to support you. And then the thing that wake you up every day is that you don't want to let those people down. When you started off, I didn't want to let my parents down. I always try to do the right thing by them and honor my parents. Very religious, and it says honor your father and your mother. So I try to do that the best of my ability. And then, you know, more and more people start supporting me. All my teammates start supporting me. Once again, I'm speaking from high school, college. Your teammates start to support you. Then the whole city gets behind you. And at that point, you don't want to let your city down. You want to let your family down, your friends down, your teammates, teachers, all these people supporting you and helping you reach your dream. So that's just, then you go to another college and the whole state supports you. And then you go to NFL, and then you got all these NFL players great players that'll probably be in the Hall of Fame one day. And great players that'll probably be in the Hall of Fame one day. And they support you. And coaches that won Super Bowls, they get behind you and they support you. And that's just been a great feeling, man. I got the, these are tears of joy, man. Don't for a second y'all think that I'm pitying myself or sad, because I got to live my dream. And I'll set another dream and be great at that, because I always look at trying to be great at whatever I do. And I always had the aspect, because in order to get a scholarship, you got to have grades. And when you get those grades, you have to be the best in your class. You try to be the best in your class. And I've just been, my competitive spirit always rise me up to excel and, you know, do what I can there. And I always say I'll be looking at my teammates this year and forever that I play with, wishing them the best. And every time I watch a Giants game or a football game, and see people play that I actually had a chance to meet, I want to watch them go on that field. And I want to see them try to be great, because it can be taken away. So when they go on the field, I want to see them every Sunday, Thursday, Monday. I want to see them guys do great and be great and push themselves. And that's where my joy come from. And I got a long life to live. I'm 23 years old, and I've been blessed with an amazing head start, you know, being drafted in the first round. So, and to a great organization with the Giants that support me, been told that by the head leaders of this organization, that they support me whatever I do, and if I need anything, don't hesitate. So I plan to be all right. And these just tears of joy, because as I speak, I realize how much people have helped me along the way. And when you push the pause button, you get to look at all that. And but I plan on pushing play real soon and moving on in future endeavors. And yeah, I'm excited.
Is the first time you've gotten emotional, or has it been an emotional couple of days?
No, it's the first time. Yeah. Like I said, it's more joyful tears. It's not because I can't play anymore. This is just, like I said, as speaking to y'all, I realized how many people supported me and believed in me. So.
Last Tuesday until the final decision Monday, what was going through your mind? Did you think, I mean, I know you were staying positive, you were tweeting that you were going to come back and whatever, but in your heart of hearts, did you think that maybe it was over? Or did you want to just wait until you got the final decision?
No, when I tell you I remain positive and stay positive, that's what I do. I'm not saying it because I'm in front of these cameras and got microphones in front of me. When I'm by myself, I stay positive. And that's what I was all the way through this whole thing. I expected to come back. I trained when I could. I was limited because doctors didn't want me to put too much strain on my body because it could infect the healing process. But I had all intentions on playing in the 2014 season with the Giants. And I trained and prepared that way and went out to practice every day, ran hard, learned the new playbook. So. In no moment was I negative or thinking about not playing.
But from when the burner happened last Tuesday to when you got the final decision, what was your mind process there? Were you thinking, okay, this is just a little bit of a setback, I'll be okay, I'm going to still be able to play here?
Yeah, it's scary. It was a scary feeling. Can't hide that fact. And but at the same time, I felt fine afterwards. Felt perfectly fine afterwards, and I was still optimistic. Said the doctors are going to see the doctors, see what they say. They looked at the MRIs, and they saw what they needed to see, and they felt that nothing had really changed. But at the end of the day, the doctors wouldn't clear me because it was a risk for me to be out there with my condition. All the way up to that point, I was optimistic. But at that point, then you just got to do what's best for your life. And doctors did that, and I prayed that the doctors would give me the same answer that God would give me if I asked them straightforward. You know, we don't have the capability. I can ask, but God works through people, and I asked them to do that with the doctors, and they gave me the answer that they would give me. That's why I'm comfortable with that answer.
David, what changed from when they cleared you a week before to what they saw on worse, or was it just the stinger combined with that?
No, it was everything was fine on the MRIs, and that's what I was told. And but the doctors have dealt with situations like this before, and they know the best answer to give me for I can live and have a healthy life. I don't have a family yet, and I want to have one, and I want to be able to enjoy it.
Did you give any thought to seeing other doctors, finding a diagnosis, I don't even know if it's physically possible, but trying to find someone who would clear you to play?
That crossed your mind, but at the same time, these doctors did everything they could to get me back on the field. So at that point, why would they tell you something that wasn't accurate and they didn't feel was in your best interest?
Anybody got anything else?
David, are you going to need any additional procedures on your neck?
No, I'm fine. Yeah, it's just football.
Any ideas what you want to do now? I know it's been too quick, but any ideas of what the future holds, coaching, announcing, anything, staying close to the game and staying close around here?
Yeah, all those things come into mind. And, like I said, you just have to follow Forrest still running closely and see what he do next. And, that's whatever it is, I'm going to try to be great at it and thrive in it.